I love my job. I love my job. I love my job. I love my job. And if I say this often enough, I'll believe it. Because it's a wonderful job. It's a great job. It's not the worst. I mean, it could be a lot worse. It could be worse, right? I mean, no, of course it could. Of course it could. I might be a waitress, but you know, that's an important job. I mean, working in a diner could, I mean, everyone loves rundown, cheap, tacky diners with Elvis everywhere. And I might be in the middle of nowhere, but it just means that it's peaceful. Really, really, really fucking peaceful. And it's a night shift, so it's just quiet. That means I can focus on my customers. I love my customers. If I actually had a customer here. There's no one here. I hate this place. I'm going crazy. I'm talking to myself. I hate this place. I hate my job. I hate my life. I hate this place. I have a customer. Oh, it's you. It's you. What are you doing here? Fine. I mean, if I have to. It's not like I'm happy to see you. Well, I like it when there are no customers. It's peaceful. When you're here, it's not peaceful because, like, my heart's beating really quickly. I mean, I have to do stuff, and that's just... Well, are you going to order? I mean, you're not just here to see me, are you? Are you here to see me? You're here for a cup of coffee. Of course you are. Of course you're here for a cup of coffee. I'll just pour you a cup of coffee. Oh, it looks to be a bit burnt, but I mean, it's coffee. Who can really tell the difference? There you go. Coffee. Enjoy. Wait, what's that look for? No, you pulled this face. This. Do you not like my coffee? Do you not like the coffee that I've slaved over? Wow. That's insulting. The worst coffee you've ever tasted. Are you fucking kidding me? Well, if the coffee's that bad, why don't you go somewhere else? Well, yeah. I mean, technically there is nowhere else, but... Darling, I mean, you. I know how to make coffee. I know how to make coffee. I do. No. I don't mean like some poncy barista makes coffee. I mean, actually make coffee. My mother, coffee addict. Family shame. So much shame. Shame of it. But she was a coffee addict. And she had me making coffee from the age of three. Age of three. And not instant coffee. Oh no, because that's not good enough. I mean, actually, roasting the beans, grinding them, and making the fucking coffee. I know how to make a proper cup of coffee. So why don't I? Well, it's just you. I mean, you're the only one that drinks it. I mean, why would I make nice coffee for you? I mean, do you really want to drink coffee? Do you really like coffee? I mean, you're so perfect. I mean, you seem normal, apart from the coffee drinking. I mean... Doesn't seem to be anything wrong with you, apart from the coffee drink. I mean, obviously, there's lots of stuff wrong with you. You're weird and strange and, you know, you're not good looking at all. Absolutely not good looking. And you don't smell good. You don't smell at all good. You smell like coffee. Burnt coffee. So, well, you always ask for a coffee, so you get coffee. It's not like I'm making bad coffee on purpose to make you order something else. I mean, that's ridiculous. I mean, what else would you order? It's not like you would order tea. Ooh. Actually, we do have a selection of tea. I mean, maybe you would like a cup of tea? I mean, if the coffee's really that bad, maybe a cup of tea might, you know, redeem you, make you perfect. Just, I mean, obviously not perfect. You're not perfect at all. I mean, you drink coffee. That is why I could never date you. Not that I would, because you're a customer. And, ooh, dating customers, just ick. Just terrible. I mean, a customer that dates a waitress probably has got a waitress fetish. I would wear the uniform. I mean, I have to wear this uniform, this wonderful uniform that's quite tight. Don't you think it's tight? I mean, you can totally see my arse in it. What do you think? Not of my arse, of you think I have a nice arse? I mean, the uniform. The uniform. So tea. Would you like a cup of tea? You would. Do you know how long it's been since someone asked me for a cup of tea? I want to marry you. I mean, obviously no. At all. I mean, unless you want to. You'll decide after the cup of tea. Didn't make a noise. I didn't. I'm just going to go and make you that cup of tea. And ow! Who put that table there? No, someone moved it. It's not always there. Ow! That. Ooh. Mm. One moment, please. I'm just going to get that tea. Oh my god. Okay. Honey, play it cool. Play. Oh, they've called it tea. This is your opportunity to make them fall in love with you. What tea? Oh my god, what tea? This could decide my future. The wrong tea and they might not date me. We might not get married. We might not move back to London. What? No, to say anything. Marry you? Oh no. What? Oh no. No. I'm. Oh, actually, it really hurts. My. Oh. I can barely walk. Oh, if you. Oh, you could take a look at it. That would be nice. I mean, it would be the least you can do, considering it's your fault. So. Oh, you have such nice hands. That's so gentle. Oh, it feels good. It feels really good. I mean, it's all right. It's okay. You're not meant to be back here. You're not meant to be in this. This is staff only. I mean, well, you're here now. So. What do you think of that? Yes, it's a wall of tea. Of course it's a wall of tea. I collect tea. Give it to customers. Are you fucking crazy? No. You're funny. You're not serious, are you? You are. No. No. Customers get coffee. That's all they deserve. Well, obviously, you're not a customer. I mean, technically you're a customer. I mean, you pay me and does that make me a prostitute? I'm not. I mean, I'm a tea whore? Actually, I could get behind that. I mean, you're, it's different. You're my favourite customer. I mean, you're not my favourite customer, obviously, because... you're the only customer that's here right now, so technically you're my favourite customer by default. So, why don't you sit down and I'll go and get you that cup of tea. Where? No, sit here. With me. On this sofa, which is small. But big enough for two people if they sit really close so I can smell you and... I mean, not... smell you, because that's creepy. I'm going to go make that cup of tea. Why don't you sit down and look at my wall of tea? But don't touch. Not yet. I mean, unless you want to do the whole tea whore thing. I'm just going to go make that cup of tea. Oh, for fuck's sake, honey. For fuck's sake. I love my job. I love my job. I love my job.